welcome back to another episode of Little Life Lessons. Today, we are going to be doing two episodes in one. So we're going to be doing two devotionals the final 2 days. The first half is going to be, for today. The second half is going to be tomorrow. So if you want to, stop when we're done and listen to the rest tomorrow or something. Or you can do it all today. I really don't care. Excuse me. Oh, my bed. Okay. So, today, I, found out this about an hour ago, but this podcast has hit 500 views. Thank you guys so much for listening. I would probably not be creating this episode without you, you guys doing that, because I just probably be reading right now. And yeah, so you can grab, if you have a devotion, you can grab a devotion from the Keys for Kids one. Grab your Bible, a journal if you want to, and yeah, let's get started. Okay, now we're going to get started. So we're going to start with today, October 9th, and today's title for it is Trusting the Light. So we're going to read the devotion, the key verse, and then the, the Bible verses from, okay. So let's get started. Macy and Noah finished their schoolwork at the table with Mom. Macy read a chapter book while her little brother Noah worked on his alphabet. Noah pushed away his flashcards. "Are we almost done?" he asked Mom. "I want to go play outside. Go outside and play." Macy looked out the window. The clouds darkened the mid-afternoon sky. Leaves swirled off the trees in the gusts of the wind. "I don't think we should play outside today." "Yeah, it looks a little too windy," Mom agreed. The lights flickered. Then they went out. Darkness surrounded Macy, Noah, and Mom. "Don't worry," Mom said. "It's just the wind. The power will come back soon." Macy took a deep breath. She wanted to be brave. She was a big sister, but she hated the way the darkness swallowed her up. Mom grabbed a flashlight out of the cabinet, then sighed. "The battery's dead." "Do we have any more?" Macy asked, voice trembling. "I don't think so." "No, I don't think so." Noah must have heard the fear of Macy's voice. He took her hand. "It's okay. Jesus is the light." Macy looked around. Other than the dim light from outside, there was no light to be found. "What do you mean?" "It's what my Sunday school teacher said." Noah grinned. "Jesus is our light. We can trust him." Mom wrapped her arms around them. "Thanks for that reminder, Noah. We can't see God, but he's here, and we can trust him to lead us the way of flashlight, if it had batteries. But the way of flashlight would lead us through this dark house." Sorry, it was a little confusing right there. Okay. Macy closed her eyes. Then she thought about the dark thing Jesus went through because he loved them. She thought about his promise to be with them. Excuse me. Then she said a prayer in her heart. "Jesus, can you be my light even in the darkness?" She opened her eyes. The power didn't come back on, but not right away. No light pierced through the darkness. She felt Mom and Noah holding her close, and she felt like God was holding her too. "You're right, Noah," Macy said. "Jesus is my light, and I trust him." And today's key verse is 1 John 1:5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him no dark, and in him is no darkness at all. Okay, now, oh my, okay. So, there are a lot of verses for this one, like about 20. So, I might just read about half of them. So, I need to go to John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, and Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon, Hebrews, and the book of James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1 and 2, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation. Sorry, but I was just singing that song. It's one that we learned at Awana. Okay. Okay. So, okay, here we go. So, I'm just deciding how far I want to read this. In the beginning, wait, I'm in the wrong chapter. Okay, 1 minute. I went to 1 John. Okay, let's see. Matthew, Mark. Oh, here's Matthew. Okay, sorry. Okay, here we go. Okay. Wait, no, I was on the right one. Okay, sorry, guys. Sorry. Okay, we're gonna read now. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him,
I'm sorry, guys. Why am I stuttering right now?
Okay. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the dark... Okay, sorry. Okay. Okay, we're only gonna do 5 verses today instead of all 20. So, he came as a witness to, wait. Oh my goodness, guys, I'm so sorry. I keep going down to, okay. JC, you can do this. Where are we? We are right here on verse 5. Yes. Okay. The light shine. Okay. Verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Okay. So, that is that first one. And now, if you would like to pause and save the rest for tomorrow, because that'd be like what we're doing tomorrow, but like I only have time today to do it. So yeah, we are going to start our next one, and you can start right now. And if you are ending right now, have a great week. Stay kind. Please check out my brother's podcast, Truth and Trials, my cousin's podcast, Gracia Loves Books. You can follow me on Instagram at cheesecake.crafts. And have a great week. Bye. Okay, now for the people who want to stay for both of them. Okay. Let me just find this again here, because, you know, I'm forgetful and never can remember to put bookmarks in. Okay. Tie a string. That's what today's one's called. The second... Wait. Okay. So, again, we're going to read this. Read the key verse, and then go back into the Bible and read that. Okay, let's get started. Mom, can you help me tie a string around my finger? Abby held out the string and a pair of scissors. I'd never heard of it before, but Tina's grandma that she used to tie a string around her finger to help her remember things. So this should help me remember to work to ask Tina to bring my sweatshirt to school tomorrow. All right, Mom smiled as she helped with the string. Now, I hope you're ready for church. It's time to go. I'm ready, Ivy said. And they were soon on their way. When they arrived at church, Abby was looking for Tina, but her best friend wasn't there. I'll just leave the string on my finger until after church, Abby thought. It will remind me to call Tina when I get home. That morning, Pastor Gates preached from the book of 1 Corinthians. Sorry. 1 Corinthians. The Lord knows we are forgetful people, Pastor Gates said. So he gave us a special way to remind us of what he's done for us. Abby smiled and twisted the string on her finger. Shortly before Jesus was betrayed, he and his disciples celebrated the Jewish Passover. Pastor Jennings Pastor Gates continued. At the time, Jesus established a special meal that we will share together today as a reminder of his sacrifice. And we call it the Lord's Supper or Communion. The bread reminds us of Jesus' body and how he suffered for us on the cross. And the grape juice reminds us of his blood, which was shed for our sins. It's also a reminder that Jesus will return one day to end suffering and death in the world forever. I know about needing reminders, Abby thought as she glanced at the string of her finger. But when Abby arrived home from church, she called Tina to tell her she missed her in Sunday school and to remind her to bring her sweatshirt to school with her the next day. I told her to tie a string around her finger so she wouldn't forget, Abby told her mom. I'm glad I can take this one off now. She removed the string from her finger. I'm glad God gave us a special way to remember what Jesus did for us. She said, it sure beats wearing a string around your finger. Okay, now we're going to do our keywords today. Well, technically tomorrow for the thing, but like, yeah. Do this in remembrance of me. 1 Corinthians 11, 24. That is it. So now we're going to go into 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And yeah. Okay. Just let me find this quick. Why not look at the table of contents? Table of contents. 1 Corinthians page 10. Okay. Oh, yes, right here. Okay. Chapter 11. And what was it? 23. Okay. Oh, yes, right here. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you, the Lord Jesus. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Oh, by the way, this is the NIV version, so like if it's different, like, yeah. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to Wait.
1 minute.
Wait. Okay. I don't know what. Wait. Okay. Forget that I just said all that stuff. Well, like, don't forget it, but, like, yeah. I messed up. I went a couple verses too far. Okay. Well, that is all we have for today, friends. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. This is a podcast. Okay. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please check out my brother's podcast, Truth and Trials, my cousin's podcast, Gracia Loves Books. And you can follow me on Instagram at gc.crafts. Have a great week. Stay kind. And yeah. Bye.